to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be hearing from the Minister of Justice for Alberta as we talk about COVID-19. We're also going to be talking about the new golf course set to open in late August, that being Vista Ridge's 12-hole golf course. But before we get into that, yesterday we had a chance to hear from Mayor Don Scott about flood mitigation. And we also had a chance to chat about the Northern Living Allowance, and we just didn't have a time to put it on the show, but we still feel like it's important, so we're going to put it on now. So the Northern Living Allowance was canceled at the beginning of July for child care workers. So Mayor Scott, just talk about why you guys wanted to, you know, advocate to get this allowance back.
Yeah, something that's really important. I think that it was very briefly discussed last night because of the time, but I think anybody who has a chance and wants to look at the materials in our agenda, it's still online and will be, and you can take a look at it, but we think it's very important. So the resolution was that we were basically going to advocate to the government of Alberta for the reinstatement of the Northern Living Allowance. This is just an opportunity. The Northern Living Allowance impacts a lot of people in this region, and we want to make sure that those who benefit from it, it's another example of, if they're not receiving that Northern Living Allowance, you know, are they going to stay in that field and are they going to leave the region? It's really two reasons. And from what I'm hearing, a lot of people are not considering staying in the field. So that's something that concerns me a lot. We want to make sure that our young people are looked after. So, and the best way to do that is to make sure that the people who take care of them, the real champions of young people, stay in this region and are paid properly for the hard work that they do.
I just want to clarify, has the municipality already advocated for this before, and was there, you know, any message back from the province?
Yeah, no, we have lobbied for it before. So on March 10th, 2020, Council passed a resolution to lobby the provincial government regarding issues facing the child care profession in the region, including concerns over cancellation of the accreditation process and the desire to reinstate the Northern Living Allowance. And that was discontinued on July 1st. So we have not heard back. It's something that we think is really important. The request for reconsideration for the child care profession has been denied by the Minister of Children's Services. So there was that denial, but we're asking them to take another hard look at things.
Once again, that was Mayor Scott talking about Wood Buffalo Council and the municipality advocating for the Northern Living Allowance for child care workers. It was ended at the beginning of July. Now, in a statement sent to Mix News, a spokesperson for Children's Services says that they don't believe they should have to subsidize a program that the majority of Albertans can't access. They noted that it had also come in back in 2007 when there was a much higher demand for workers. So if you're looking for more information about this, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be hearing from the Minister of Justice for Alberta as we talk about COVID-19 and the use of fines maybe to help deter the number of cases across the province. And later in the show, we're also going to be talking about a new golf course, which is set to open at the end of August up at Vista Ridge.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Mayor Don Scott talking about the municipality advocating for the Northern Living Allowance for child care workers. The allowance was ended at the beginning of July. And in a statement sent to Mix News, a spokesperson for Children's Services says they don't believe they should subsidize a program that the majority of Albertans can access. They added that it was brought back in 2007 when there was a higher demand for labor. Now, they did note that wage top-ups and professional development funding will continue to be provided. So if you're looking for more information about this, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now joining me over the phone is Doug Schweitzer, who is the Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta.
So first off, Minister, I appreciate taking a couple of minutes. Unfortunately, we couldn't have you on the show last Friday, but we're having you on twice this week. And the one topic I was hoping to chat about, just to start off with, is COVID-19. Specifically, when it comes to things like fines that the province has brought in. And we've been seeing that the numbers have been on the rise across the province. Dr. Dina Hinshaw had mentioned the curve is no longer flat. Maybe just to kind of start off, your thoughts on just seeing all these numbers, I guess, rise across the province.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's a reminder that this pandemic is still here and that we all need to continue to be vigilant. We've all worked so hard and made a lot of sacrifices this spring to bring the numbers down, to keep everyone healthy and safe, and to allow us to reopen our society and businesses. And we just have to continue to be diligent. This thing can spread quickly, and Albertans need to remind themselves that, you know what, we want our kids to go to school. That's the plan for this fall. We want to keep our society open. That means that we need to, you know, be diligent where you have to wear masks, wear masks. If you have to keep your space, keep your space from each other. It's just so important to make sure we keep those numbers down.
Mm. Can you talk about the fines that were introduced? I know it's been a few months now, but the province has introduced some fines for those who are maybe not following these measures.
Well, and when it comes to fines, we do have fines in place, and that is meant to be kind of a last resort in this whole process. I mean, we really want to make sure we educate and we keep people, you know, informed. We've done this in our courthouses. For example, it's required if you go into a courthouse in Alberta, the judges made the decision that they want people wearing masks. And when the sheriffs talk to people when they come in the door, we've had no real instances of people pushing back on that. So it's really making sure that we continue to work with people, educate them, and making sure that we have these health and legal orders respected.
Okay, so you did mention that fines are a last resort. However, because the numbers are going up quite extensively across the province, are you maybe encouraging more municipalities to maybe lean towards fines to hopefully discourage more people from, you know, disregarding these measures?
Well, we're seeing patterns of, you know, spread in certain circumstances. So I think it's really making sure that we're targeted in how we're approaching our education around, you know, being safe in the pandemic. And that's around younger people. With the number of the growth in young Albertans to come down with COVID has grown quite a bit. So making sure that we, you know, we let them know that they're not invincible, that, you know, their parents and their grandparents are vulnerable potentially to the pandemic more so than a young person. And but yet young people can still have severe consequences as well. So we need to make sure we do a better job, you know, continuing to educate those younger people, targeting our messaging to them to make sure that they behave and respect the fact that we have health workers in place.
Mm. So the thoughts right now still are that let this be a learning experience, but hopefully, you know, the idea that a fine could come should hopefully deter people from, you know, not following them.
Well, I think too, I'm not sure if you felt it, but I've sure felt it. There's some fatigue that comes with, you know, going through this pandemic. You want to get back to normal, but just seeing what's happened, you know, coming out of Canada Day and now into July, we've seen the numbers go up. And it's a reminder that we have to be diligent in our day-to-day lives. And that, you know, as particularly as we head into the fall, when more and more activities go indoors, and that's where it's even more, you know, it's even more important that continue to respect the health orders. It's one thing when you're outside and you can switch this a little bit. And once you go indoors, yeah, this virus spreads quickly. So we have to make sure we continue to clean, wash our hands, do all those smart things that we all know what to do. And just sometimes you're a little tired, but you got to keep doing them. And that's what we're encouraging Albertans to do.
Mm. I know, obviously, it would be kind of tough just to have the numbers because obviously overseeing the entire province. But has it been safe to say that, you know, the majority of, let's specifically talk about businesses have been, you know, at least following the measures? I don't think there's been too many big fines that have been handed out across the province.
Well, you know what? It's really a credit to the entrepreneurs in Alberta. And, you know, I got to give a shout out too to our local MLAs there, Leila Goodridge and Tanny Yao. I mean, they've been strong advocates with their local business community to make sure they have the tools and resources necessary. You know, we as a government, we've given out millions of masks to Albertans so that way if they go into business that has, you know, close proximity, they have masks available to them. And it's really just making sure that they continue to work hard. We haven't had too many instances of people reporting businesses. Right out of the gate, we did when people weren't quite sure what the new normal would look like. Mm-hmm. But recently, it's actually looked pretty good. And the businesses have put in place the plexiglass where needed. They're protecting their cashiers. They're cleaning. Whenever I go into a grocery store, there's somebody there cleaning the till for self-checkout. So I'm encouraged by the steps that our businesses have taken.
Mm. All right. Well, Minister, that's pretty much all the questions I have for today. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just encourage Albertans to continue to respect the health orders. We all want to make sure our schools are safe this fall. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, Minister, thank you so much. And like I said, we'll have you again on the show later this week on Friday. So I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again.
Once again, that was Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta, talking about COVID-19 and just reminding residents that as a last resort, that there could be fines for failing to follow all the measures. So if you're looking for more information about this, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about a new golf course set to open in Fort McMurray in late August.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to chat with Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta, as we are talking about the recent rise in COVID-19 numbers. And just reminding residents that fines could be brought in as a last resort for those who fail to follow all the measures. So if you're looking for more information about this, make sure you head to the Mix News page. Earlier in the show, we also heard from Mayor Don Scott, who was speaking about Wood Buffalo Council and the municipality advocating to bring back the Northern Living Allowance for child care workers. It was ended at the beginning of July. We've been hearing from multiple child care workers about the importance of this allowance, as it really compensates for some lower wages and really helps them, afford to live up here in Wood Buffalo. Now, in a statement, the province did say that they don't believe they should subsidize a program that majority of Albertans can't access, and added that it was brought in back in 2007 when labor was at a higher demand. So if you're looking for more information about this, once again, head to the Mix News page. Moving on now, and joining me over the phone is Dan Wilson, who is the general manager of Vista Ridge.
So first off, Dan, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and some exciting news coming from Vista Ridge for avid golf lovers, or just, the annual, or, the average golf lover here in the community, as we're getting another course, specifically 12-hole golf course. What can you share with us, Dan?
So we're excited to open a 12-hole golf course. We're aiming for opening later this August, but it is dependent on the weather we get, just because we're growing in the grass right now, and the opening is dictated by the health of the grass, really. But later August is the goal. It's a 12-hole course, so a little bit different, but there are some of them out there in Canada. We'll be, I think, the second one in Alberta, and definitely the first one in Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you maybe talk about the decision to open a 12-hole golf course, maybe compared to the traditional 18?
Yeah, so we were trying to keep the golf experience in line with the kind of demographic we cater to, with our winter operation as well, where we're looking to, get more families out and maybe get beginners out on the golf course that might be a little bit intimidated or maybe nervous to go towards a bigger course. Mm-hmm. Where there are more experienced avid golfers, we want to have a place where they can come learn the sport and maybe not be as intimidated, or maybe not have to spend as much money or invest as much time when they're trying out the sport.
For sure. And I remember when I first started playing golf, it was quite a long time ago, but I remember it was fun playing 18 holes, but it can still be, it can be, quite exhausting for young people. And also, some people just don't want to play 4 hours of golf.
yeah, it can be a big time commitment, and it could also be frustrating as well. It's not an easy sport to learn. So some of the things we're doing to try to make it easier is we're not going to have any sand bunkers on our course. We will have like turf bunkers or ball catchers that'll just be grass. We're also going to have oversized cups. So all your traditional golf course, the cups, I think, are about 4.5 inches, and our cups are going to be 8 inches. So it'll be easier to sink some of those birdie or par putts, and it should help increase the speed of play as well. And some people, when they think about a 12-hole or a family course, they think it's a smaller course and it's all par threes. But we're going to have a variety of holes. We'll have 6 par threes, 5 par fours, and we will have 1 shorter par 5. Also, for those golfers or people that are wanting to try out golf but don't want to spend as much time on the course, we're going to have an option called the Fast 5, where you'll be able to play just the front 5 of our holes for a reduced rate in hopefully around an hour, hour and a half. So that'll be fun.
All right. This really seems to like the perfect course for those who are maybe playing at the other local courses and are frustrated that their scores aren't that well and they want to score a little bit lower. Just go to your course. Bigger holes should, you know, relate to a better score, you'd think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, like there will be avid golfers that can come here and have a lot of fun too, because there are some shorter par fours. Maybe an avid golfer will try to, you know, drive the green in one shot, or they can work on their short game. So there will certainly be a lot of fun to be had by experienced golfers as well.
I'm curious, how long has this project to get this this 12-hole golf course been in the works for?
Yeah, well, Vista Ridge was meant to be an all-seasons park since its inception in 96, but with the growth and success of the winter operation over the years, the development of the summer operation has kind of lagged a bit. So we did kick off some summer activities in 2014 with our aerial park, but the golf course has been in the works for, I want to say, probably more than a decade, but we've done environmental surveys and stuff as early as 2015, and actual breaking ground and clearing trees have been in 2017, so the last few years.
All right. Well, before I let you go, the 12-hole golf course isn't the only thing that is opening, I believe, as you guys are also working on an aquatic driving range. Is that correct?
Yeah, so as part of our, I guess for environmental reasons, really, we couldn't send any of the water that was draining off of the golf course into the river valley, so everything has to drain somewhere that's not the valley. So we have a big irrigation reservoir, which we use to water the course, but we also use it as the aqua range. So there will be floating golf balls, and there will be island greens to aim at with some targets. So yeah, it'll be a little bit different. Usually when you're golfing, you're trying to avoid the water, but on our aqua range, you'll be aiming for it. So that'll be pretty fun.
I'm not saying it's a bad situation, but, you know, having a little bit of trouble, you know, finding what to do with this water, it seems kind of like, you know, you're making good of a so-called bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
All right. And is there a timeline on when that's supposed to be open? Is it also sometime in August?
Yeah, it would likely be around the same date that the rest of the course opens. So yeah, later in August is the goal, and we will be putting information on our social media, Facebook page, as well as our website in the coming weeks with more updates.
All right. Well, Dan, that's pretty much all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. Like, we're just, yeah, we're trying to create a family beginner golf experience for Fort McMurray. I think in the past there was a course that may have serviced that need, Quarry Ridge, but it did get closed down a number of years ago. So we're trying to, yeah, fill a gap in the golf market where people can come and learn the sport to refine their skills and come out with their friends or family and have some fun on the golf course.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much for getting back to me. I speak for myself, an avid golfer, that, you know, it's always exciting to hear that another golf course is opening up in the community. So best of luck moving forward.
Thanks. Yeah, we're really excited.
Once again, that was Dan Wilson, general manager of Vista Ridge, talking about the organization opening up a 12-hole golf course at the end of August. So if you're looking for more information about this, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.